talk about superheroes and what makes a superhero and what versus what makes a supervillain.
Oh, cool.
I'm going to walk you through like how I think of creating a superhero and what characteristics are important and why we make superheroes and what we talk about when we make these larger than life characters that fight these huge battles and what it means for the human condition. And we're going to get really deep.
What's your advice when in writing a good comic book do you give to kids?
I mean, a lot of it inevitably ends up being if you want to write a comic book, you should sit down and write one, because mm-hmm. so often people will have the desire and have the, but manage to talk themselves out of it.
Right.
And so it's just having the can-do attitude and sitting down with a piece of paper and a pen or a laptop or a word processor or whatever, and sitting down and writing page one, panel one, mm-hmm. and then figuring out what your story is and where it goes. And then I tell them that splash pages need to be on the even numbered pages. So if you're doing a big image, it has to be on page two instead of, you know, page five.
Right. The big one, the double page.
Yeah. That way when you turn the page, it's the first thing you see. And a lot of my advice always ends up being, if you want to make comics, please sit down and make comics, because I really feel like people talk themselves out of it out of fear or they don't have time or whatever. But if you really want to make comics, you need to find an artist, mm-hmm. and sit down and write something that an artist can draw.
And I'm guessing it takes time to really get to a great level. Just starting out is the important part. It's just being creative as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think we're all creative in some ways and just sitting down and pushing through the fear. I mean, so many people get sort of overwhelmed by the fear of, well, what if it's terrible? Like, what if I make a comic and it sucks? Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, don't think like that. Like, if you make a comic and it sucks, the next one will be better.
Right.
You know, I worked with a guy named James Robinson on a series, New Krypton, which is a Superman thing. And I remember calling him and I was like, God, I just turned in the script for this issue and I'm really unhappy with it. And he's like, Sterling, and he's British, so yeah, this is my terrible James impression. He's like, Sterling, the best thing about comic books is that there's always next month. And if you want to do better, next month, do better. And so I'm sorry, James, for that impression. But he was totally right. Like, I when you look at it like that, well, there's always the next one. And there's always, you know, in baseball, there's always the next time up at bat. And you have to think, you have to push through the fear and yeah, be hard on yourself and look at what works and what doesn't work in your own work. But there's always the next thing on the horizon to work on and do better.
You grew up in Tulsa, correct?
I did.
And how did you get started just reading? How did you get started just in comics, reading them as a kid?
My parents owned a comic store.
Oh, that helps.
Sooner Books and Comics, 41st and Peoria, if you know Tulsa at all. And so I grew up with a house full of comics. Every drawer, every nook, every cranny was full of back issues and back stock for the store. And so, you know, when I wanted to read a comic, I'd go out to the garage and just pull a long box of 200 and 300 comics off the shelf and take it to my room and start digging through and reading the complete runs of, I don't know, Power Man and Iron Fist and stuff like that.
Were there certain ones that you were drawn to as a kid?
The Flash.
Mm-hmm.
I was not the skinniest of children, and I was very slow. And the bullies at my school were very fast. And so I really wanted to be the Flash. I wanted to have that superpower because I wanted to be able to outrun them.